Welcome to the Scuttlebutt Radio Program with your hosts, Tom Claxton and Cal Walters. Radio for veterans by veterans. To get on the line, call 343-0106 now. A show for veterans by veterans.
Good evening and welcome to the Scuttlebutt Network Radio program, the voice of the veterans for the veterans, transmitting live on 106.5 FM and firing the shots heard around the world at scuttlebuttnetwork.com. You're on board with Tom Claxton and Cal Walters, both veterans of the United States Marine Corps, and we're glad that you've joined us to discuss the issues facing our veterans today. And we've got a very special show coming up for you tonight, but first we want to thank some of the sponsors that help make the show possible.
We certainly do. We'd like to thank the battleship USS Alabama Memorial Park, the Charlie Wilson Insurance Agency, the law firm of Gardberg and Kimberly, Ed's Seafood Shed at the top of the hill in Spanish Fort, and Serenity Funeral Home and Gardens.
And, of course, thank you to all of our sponsors and you, our great listeners, because we could not do this without your support. So please let them know that you heard it on the Scuttlebutt. Of course, SBN is all about giving our veterans a voice on the issues that are important to them. So you can always join in the discussion on Facebook or follow me on Twitter or X. It's at Cal_SBN. Of course, you can always give us a shout during the live show, 343-0106. And you can always check out scuttlebuttnetwork.com for more information on the topics of the day. And as I said earlier, we have a very special program for you tonight. We here at SBN are privileged to be joined by veteran and patriot Mr. Lular Teague. He is the outgoing president of the South Alabama Veterans Council, and we're here to remember and celebrate his time, his efforts, and his impacts in the South Alabama veterans community. So, Lou, welcome back to SBN, and thank you for your service.
Well, thank you, Cal. Thank you, Tom, for having me, and it's been a good ride. And you guys have done a lot to make it a smooth one.
Well, we've certainly enjoyed being and working with you in that particular area, Lou. And I know that you're not walking out and propping your feet up on a banister. I guess you'll just close one door and open another one to some area.
That's it. I told my wife it was just about like riding a bicycle downhill. I said, at a very steep hill. It took me about 15 years to figure out how to get off the bicycle. but now I'm at the bottom of the hill, you know, and I can look back up there and say, okay, now I got to go back up there.
There you go. Now you got to walk back up. Well, we've got some help here with us tonight, and our distinguished Mr. friend, Barbara, and her better half, Neil, are with us here, and they're helping handle some phone calls. And so we have some people in the veterans community that would like to express their thanks and all for all that our brother Lular Teague has done. And the first caller that we have on board here with us is our new president of South Alabama Veterans Council, Lieutenant Colonel Frank Barrow, U.S. Army retired. Frank, it's a Colonel's pleasure having you on board, brother.
Airborne.
Glad to be here tonight and to celebrate with Lou this great achievement he's done. And I have a story I want to share about Lou, if you don't mind.
All right, we have a minute or so.
Yeah, when I became the director of Army Instruction for the JROTC program in the Mobile County School District, one of the first jobs I was given by my boss at the time, Mr. Larry Mouton, was he said, I need you to find me an airplane to put in front of BC Ray High School. I looked around the room and said, I'm not even a pilot. I have no idea how to begin. And that's when I got to know Lou Lartigue very well. And he said, I think I can help you. And after about 2 years, we wound up getting a jet from out of Florida that he had some influence on. And I was, he saved the day for me with my boss there at the Mobile County School District. And that jet is a Navy trainer, T2 Buckeye, that is still sits proudly in front of the school at BC Rain High School. So, Lou, I have to thank you for that, because it was quite a challenge to me to get started to find that airplane. So you remember that well, I'm sure.
Oh, yeah. We had a heck of a time flying it over here.
Yeah. It wouldn't be a semi-truck with no wings.
There you go.
So, but we had a great time, and Lou is going to be very difficult to replace all of the hard work and the contacts that he knows, but I will certainly do my best to make him proud as we move forward with the South Alabama Veterans Council. So congratulations, Lou.
Okay, buddy. Thanks. It's going to be great working with you, and I'm looking forward to the future.
And Tom is still part of the team. He knows that. I hope that he's aware that he has lots of activities to continue supporting the council with.
Yes, sir.
I know you know that.
Yes, sir. I'll be there, wide-eyed, bushy-tail, as the country
boy
said.
There are a lot of folks that want to talk to you tonight, I'm certain. Fran Barber and Neil have gotten the word out, and there are so many people that are indebted to Lou for the work that he's done for our veterans and our community. And I hope that they appreciate that fact, that Lou tends to be a very humble and behind-the-scenes guy, but he has been the solid rock for Mobile County and Baldwin County and really all of South Alabama all these many years for veterans. And I know that so many should be indebted to the hard work he's done, and I know they appreciate it, Lou, and very pleased to know, too, you're still going to be part of the team.
Airborne,
right. There you go.
And we both served the 82nd Airborne Division together. Well, not together, but at different times, so we share that common bond.
All right,
so,
brother, thank you.
Y'all have a wonderful evening, Lou.
Thanks,
bye-bye.
Frank. See you Tuesday.
All right. Our next caller here we have on air with us is Master Gunny Sergeant Cynthia House from the Montford Point Marines and the Lady Marine and a past Veteran of the Year. Cynthia, glad to have you aboard.
Well, thank you. Good evening, everybody. And actually, I appreciate the opportunity to speak about the man of the hour, Colonel Lou Lartigue. I know he's got that lovely tooling girl by him, Betty. And I've got a story as well. And actually, it seems like it's been forever, but I actually came on the scene about 10 years ago. And frankly, didn't know or understand what the South Alabama Veterans Council was all about. But I can remember walking into my first meeting, and it was a room full of veterans and veteran supporters, all branches of the service, all ranks, all age groups, various conflicts and wars, and various service organizations. My first thought was, oh, man, I've made a mistake. This is not going to be good. But I could not have been more wrong. With Lou at the helm, I witnessed veterans and their supporters do some amazing work within this community. And Tom, you know all of us old crotchety people working together
simply
can make a difference.
Yes.
But what I realize is that it takes a certain kind of leadership to pull that off.
It does.
And Lou has that. He has that way of making everybody feel like they're part of something bigger than themselves, that no matter how small their contribution is, anything that you can do to say thank you and to support the veteran community was welcomed. And that's what some of us needed. Lou made that happen. I know because I was there. So to Lou, I say thank you for your service and sacrifice, your dedication with an unwavering commitment and wisdom have been truly inspiring. And I dare say you have left an indelible mark on those of us who had the honor of working with you.
Okay.
And I'll tell you something, Lou. Well, for an old Army guy, you set a remarkable example for this Marine.
Amen.
I wish you well as you embark on this new chapter. I hope all of your days will be filled with that well-deserved rest and the pride for that lifetime of service, because you've earned it. So thank enjoy, you. And I salute you.
Thank you, Master Guns. It's been a great ride. And thanks for all you've done for us.
Yep. Thank you. Thank you, Master Guns, for calling in, bro. We'll be seeing you at the Veterans Meeting Tuesday night.
I know. I'm getting ready.
All right.
Enjoy.
Thank you so much for calling. And we have
my pleasure.
We have another caller here online, but we'll wait till we get back from this break, and we'll come back to that person. And as always, you can visit scuttlebuttnetwork.com for more information on the other side.
It's Scuttlebutt Radio with your hosts, Tom Claxton and Cal Walters. Radio for veterans by veterans. To get on the line, call 343-0106 now.
This is the Veterans for the Veterans. We are broadcasting from the studios here in Mobile at 106.5 FM. Transmitting live there and firing the shots heard around the world at scuttlebuttnetwork.com. And if you like to listen on demand, you can always catch us on the FM Talk 106.5 app on your smartphone. And, of course, Tom's Tirades up on castbox.fm if you like to get your blood pressure going. And, again, we are privileged to be joined by veteran and outgoing president of the South Alabama Veterans Council, Mr. Lou Lartigue.
And Lou, it's a pleasure to have you on board here. And do we have our other caller online, Phil? Yeah. Julius.
Yes. How are you?
I'm doing fine, brother. This is Tom. We've got Colonel Lou Lartigue here. So if you got something to get on him about, unload on him.
How you doing, Uh-oh. Julius?
Yeah,
unload on him. He could probably think of a lot of things.
Yeah. Is there something in general that you wanted to remember or talk about, things that Lou has maybe worked with you on or done for you and some of the great things that you've done as a veterans advocate?
Yeah, I was listening a little bit about what Cynthia was saying, and I have to agree with all of that, but it has just been a very it's just been a real pleasure to get to know someone like Lou, and quite literally, you know, it was Lou kind of helped me and coached me and mentored me in so many different ways in regard to veterans, veterans' needs, veterans' experiences, and being a non-vet, that was just incredibly helpful, because I did over time, really develop a heart for the welfare of veterans, and Lou helped facilitate that. So that just was very fulfilling. That's the bottom line. But anyway, it's been a great time knowing Lou, and I hope that continues. I think both of us are transitioning into some new areas of life. I've retired and moving to a different place, but still want to stay in contact with all the buds that I've made over time.
Well, I tell you what, Julius, you've been one of the most strong advocates for veterans that I've run into, especially for a non-vet.
Yes.
A lot can be said for that, and I've enjoyed what we've done with Flags of Glory and all of them. Learned from you and saw you operate, so it's been a learning process for me too.
Well, it's I have to, I always try now to give credit to God in everything. If there's anything good that I might have done, He gets the credit for that for sure. And I've just felt like I've been blessed to be in a situation and a set of circumstances that just simply allowed me to do whatever it is that might have been considered a good thing.
That was awesome.
Yeah, I guess together with the Flags of Glory, we've raised close to $40,000 for the vets over the past 10, 12 years and giving it back to all the veterans organizations.
Awesome.
And everything. So it's been a great ride.
Well, we certainly appreciate you taking the time to give us a call in your tonight, pal.
And don't be a stranger.
Yeah.
No, I won't. I'll be seeing you guys and make sure be praying for you.
Right. Make sure you get the right bait for your new fishing rods you and him both bought. Thank you, Julius.
Thank you, buddy.
Bye, man.
All right.
Have a good one.
Yes, sir. Thank you. And so we have another caller that's online with us. Caller, go ahead.
Hey, this is Frances, Mama Hug. How are you doing? Good evening, Lou.
Oh, Sun Paws, what's going on?
I'm delighted to be able to talk to you this evening on this this great radio station. I wanted to give a couple of thanks to you. You've been a beacon of service to others, and that sets you apart from many, many people. On a personal level, I wanted to thank you for... You know, supporting me, your generous time you spent with me, a novice, to be part of the Armed Forces Day Blue Star Salute event that we have down at the battleship every Armed Forces Day in May every year. I'm extremely thankful and fortunate to be in your circle of patriots.
Well, it's been a lot of fun. We've had some really crazy times getting that put together, but you've pulled us out a number of times, especially with the porta potties.
Yes, porta potties. Yeah. That's the kind of thing we want to go down in history for.
Yeah, there you go.
Well, I tell you what, too, she takes and. The jump team that we have come in from Fort Benning, Georgia, she takes them on her nickel and takes them out to supper the Friday before.
That's awesome. That's awesome.
And does a great service for those.
What a blessing that is, sister.
And when I called them about coming this year, they ask about you.
Oh, there you go. See, you made your mark.
nothing like a good dinner to make somebody happy. But your professionalism and constant positive attitude has been immeasurable. I mean, I don't think I've ever seen you with a frown on your face.
I didn't think you got mad.
Frown. No. It's been a pleasure to be around you, and I am sure. But now that you're going to start putting some of the active things that you've been doing all these years aside, I'm sure there'll be a long honey-do list at home.
Oh, yes. Betty has already got it lined up.
I think he said it was 3 pages long. small, in type lines.
Yeah, in size four, 3 fonts, yes.
Yes, yes.
Well, no, I really, really appreciate you. You're not going to be gone. You're just going to be less around and busy with other things. But every time I'm going to see you, I'm going to give you a hug.
All right. That's good for you. And thanks for all your support for the Patriot Guard Riders and all you do there.
Right. Oh, just a little. But you've been phenomenal, and I'm so pleased to be part of your circle.
Thank you, Ray.
Thank you so much for your call. What
a nice... Have you a lovely good night.
All right. You have a blessed one. Okay. Uh-huh. All right. Go ahead, caller. You're on the air.
Hey, this is Beverly and Rick Moritz.
All right. Oh, yes.
My team on the down at the Code Inn. All right. How you doing?
Yeah, we're down here at Alabama Port. Yeah. Hey, Lou.
Yes. It's good to hear you.
Ready. We miss you already.
Well,
Lou, it's been an absolute pleasure to work for you and with you. You're the best commander I've ever had. I wish you'd have been my 10 years we put on the battle. and look forward to you coming back around, looking over our shoulders and giving us some guidance.
I'll be there, brother.
He'll be there.
Good. We're going to need you.
You and Beverly have done a great job with the Veterans Court and keeping that going, and been a real team player there. And so it's easy to work with folks like you who know how to get things done. So I appreciate all of y'all's work.
I appreciate you guys giving us a call. We're going to try to get the judge on the other line.
Okay, real quick, you're retiring, so if you want to get another job, we could use a mentor.
You've
been our mentor for 10 years.
Okay. Well, talk to me Tuesday.
Thank you, guys.
Okay.
All right.
All right.
Have a good evening.
All right.
Bye.
Okay, thank you.
Bye.
All right, our next caller. Go ahead, caller.
Hey, Lou.
Yes.
Lou, Mike Windham.
Hey, Mike.
Sometimes known as Judge Windham, depending on the circumstances.
I'm glad I had to call you that.
Hey, it's great to talk to you tonight, and I just wanted to call in and tell you how significant you've been for the Mobile County Veterans Treatment Court and the South Alabama Veterans Council, and you and Fran supported this program from the very beginning, and I just can't thank you enough. I'm so sorry to see you retire. I hadn't got to know you well enough yet, but it's been great. And you may recall that your group was the very first to make a contribution to the court. We're a tax-free organization and 501c3, and so you made the first contribution to help us out, to help the veterans, and so it means a lot. You and Tom have both been big supporters.
Well, we want to thank you, Judge, for all that you've done. You've really cranked that court up to be something it should be, and taking care of our veterans who need that kind of help. So we appreciate all you do.
And thank you,
Judge. We thank you for taking the time to give us a call and letting Lou know that how important he is and how important he has been to our community and to our veterans in general. And thank you, sir, for what you do. You're a blessing.
Well, thank you. It was, when I came into that meeting, the first time I went in, you've always been so kind to let me come in and tell you what's happening with the court and where we are. But the very first meeting, I didn't really know anyone there, and I sat down. It was almost like divine providence. I sat down and met Rick and Beverly, and they are now my mentors, the program mentors for the Veterans Court. And I met them at your meeting. So, and I met so many veterans through you. And I wanted to let you know, while I got you on the line, that we're going to have the first graduation of the Mobile County Veterans Treatment Court on February the 28th. And I would love for you to come and be there with us, Lou. And you can even bring that Claxton guy with you, too.
Okay. We'll certainly be there.
I'll come down as his bodyguard for him, Judge. But appreciate you taking the time to be on board with us tonight. We've got a hard break. We've got a hit here. And it's a pleasure to have you on board. And we really appreciate what you do for our veterans and as a circuit court judge in handling the Veterans Treatment Court. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. I wish you well, Lou, on your retirement.
Thank you, brother.
All right, bye.
Hit a lick against what's wrong, or say a word for what's right, even though you get walloped for saying that word. Now, I may sound like a Bible beater yelling up a revival at a river crossing camp meeting, but that don't change the truth none. There's right and there's wrong. You gotta do one or the other. You do the one and you're living. You do the other and you may be walking around, but you're dead as a beaver hat.
It's Scuttlebutt Radio with your hosts, Tom Claxton and Cal Walters. Radio for veterans by veterans. To get on the line, call 343-0106 now.
And welcome back, and thank you for joining us today on the Scuttlebutt Network radio program, a voice of the veterans for the veterans, transmitting live on 106.5 FM and firing the shots heard around the world at scuttlebuttnetwork.com. Along with Tom Claxton, I'm Cal Walters, and we're glad that you've joined us to discuss the issues facing our veterans today.
And we certainly want to thank the fine folks that helped make this show possible. The battleship USS Alabama Memorial Park, our sea lawyer Colin Kimberly, and all the fine folks at the law firm of Gardenberg and Kimberly, and Ed's Seafood Shed on top of the hill in Spanish Fort, the Charlie Wilson Agency and Serenity Funeral Homes and Gardens. And again, it's an honor to be joined on SBN by a great patriot, supporter of our military, veterans and their families. Mr. Lou Lartigue is with us with the South Alabama Veterans Council. Lou, again, thank you for joining us, and I think we have another caller would like to say something to you, sir.
Oh, gosh.
Oh, yeah, we're going to get you.
Hey, Lou, Jim Jeffries.
Yeah, how you doing, Jim?
I'm fine, sir.
You staying warm over there in Spanish Fort?
We are.
Okay.
Sir, on behalf of the American Legion Department of Alabama, we want to thank you for your tireless service over many, many years, not only with the South Alabama Veterans Council, Lou, but, you know, as I look at what you've done in the many years that I've known and had the honor of serving with you, you're a Renaissance man. In addition to the South Alabama Veterans Council and everything you've accomplished there, 2016 was a great year. You were Mobile Bay Area Veteran of the Year, and that's significant because that's chosen by a peer group of veterans. Additionally, you're a member of American Legion Post 250 down at Fowl River there, the Honor Guard, and for many, many years, your participation in that. And I think, Lou, if I'm not mistaken, you do about 150 funerals a year. And in addition to that, you do school programs and other civic activities. And then when you're not busy doing that, you took the time 12 years ago to be one of four founding members of the State Veterans Cemetery of Spanish Fort Foundation. And that foundation, during that period of time, has raised $150,000, which every penny of that has gone to support the cemetery and veterans as two separate arms. And then, again, when you're not busy being the Renaissance man that you are, you're over at the senior center cooking for them. And I'm quite sure that the cuisine, Lartigue, is probably much better than the chow you and I and Colonel Barrow and some of the other Army vets had when we were in. But anyway, sir, all the best to you. It's a pleasure to know you. It's been great working with you, and I look forward to continued activities with you.
Well, Jim, thanks a lot. It means a lot for someone of your stature to make those comments, and I certainly appreciate it. And it's been great working with you. I've learned a lot from you as how to get things done in a nice political way, I must say, and which took me a little getting used to. Thanks for all you've done for not only me but for the veterans of South Alabama.
Been an honor.
Okay, buddy. Good talking to you tonight. Stay warm.
Thank you. Thank you, Brother Jim. And American Legion,
yes,
District 33 Commander and Alabama Department of Veterans Affairs. I appreciate you, brother, for what you do as well.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir. All right, we'll move on here. We've got another caller online. Go ahead, caller.
Hey, I want to know, when did we vote on this? I don't think this has been approved for Lou Lortig to retire.
Oh, he didn't get our vote, did he, Pete?
I don't remember voting on this. I don't know. I think there needs to be a recount or something.
Yeah, I didn't know he was a quitter.
How you doing, Pete?
I'm doing good, Lou. It's a great honor to be able to call in on your retirement. And, you know, I say that in jest, but you have been a selfless servant for the veterans community for so many years we can't even count. And I think people don't realize, I mean, Jim did a good job talking about all the things you did, but literally you were the driver for the South Alabama Veterans Council for what, 10 plus years?
I think it was around 15.
I knew it was a long time. It was a long time. And what I got to say is part of it was you did such an excellent job. But the other part of it, what people don't realize, organizations like that rise and fall on leadership, period. It's leadership. It's the leader who drives it. And without the leader, an organization falls apart. And Lou has been the epitome of the best leadership that you could ever imagine, civilian or military. And he has been the driving force and actually made the South Alabama Veterans Council into a statewide force with great influence across not only our region, but the whole state. And it was his passion, his dedication, his selfless sacrifice, always for the veterans. And like Jim was saying, my goodness, if he wasn't doing something with South Alabama Veterans Council, he was at the senior center, he's cooking down at the church, he was doing the fish fry. I mean, this is truly a man who loves his fellow man, and that's where that really comes from. It all springs for his love for the veterans and his fellow man, and it's just been such an honor. And I'm still angry that you're leaving. You're not leaving, but retiring. So,
right.
But hey, this doesn't mean you get to just disappear. You're still coming to the meeting, right? I mean, I'm sure we can still assign little crappy jobs to you.
Yeah. I still got my ball and chain. No,
Look, now here's the other thing I'll say. This organization, and this is the other testament to greatness, is a mediocre leader leaves, and maybe they did a good job, and the organization falls apart. The great leader leaves, and what he builds continues to thrive. And I've been worried about this, but I don't know how he got Colonel Barrow to go in, but that was a perfect successor to you, and that's a great credit to you that's who you got to be your successor. So you have done a marvelous job. And you deserve all the thanks and gratitude of veterans across this state for what you have done. And he didn't even mention Blue Star Salute. I mean, there's so many things we could talk about that Blue has done, from Memorial Day to Blue Star Salute. But every veteran owes you a great gratitude for what you have done for veterans and our community and our state.
Thank you, Pete.
Well, thanks, Pete. That means a lot. Coming from you, who, you know, puts in so much time both civically and in the community and amongst our veterans. So thank you, buddy. It means a lot to hear from you.
I'm so glad that they're doing this, because this is well-deserved. I mean, really, we can't say enough about all the things that you've done. But I'm serious. If you stop showing up, we're going to convene at your house.
Yep. We're going to get out a check on him, Pete. He's not going to get away.
That's right. Nobody escapes in Alabama.
Nobody escapes. Thank you for calling in, babe. We've got a hard break.
All right. God bless y'all.
All right.
Thanks, Pete.
Commander Pete Ream, gentleman, had a show here on radio for us quite a few years. But we're going to take a little break, and we come back, and we'll get back with our brother here, veteran Lou Lortig.
beautiful friends.
I've been a soldier since I was 19, and I still haven't learned how to wait for it. I wanted a mission for my sins. They gave me one.
It's Scuttlebutt Radio with your hosts, Tom Claxton and Cal Walters. Radio for veterans by veterans. To get on the line, call 343-0106 now.
And welcome back to the Scuttlebutt Network radio program, a voice of the veterans for the veterans, on 106.5 FM and streaming live at scuttlebuttnetwork.com. You're on board with Tom Claxton and Cal Walters. A couple old Marines have just a little bit to say. The First Amendment right to say it and the fighting spirit to keep it. And tonight we've had the privilege to speak with veteran Lou Artigue and some of the veterans in our community and their reflections as Lou makes his way out of the president's seat with the South Alabama Veterans Council. And I know one of our callers, Lou, I guess you call her the porta potty lady. She's somebody I would definitely keep on my my list, because having porta potties brought in is a lot better than having to dig that trench.
Got that right.
It's a pleasure. Cal, we just kind of blown away here on the scuttlebutt to even have this gentleman here tonight and receive the recognition. But, he deserves it, and he's earned it. So we're going to load him up with it. We have another caller that's online here with us now. I think a lot of you might have heard of this gentleman's name over the last few months. We have Admiral Kent Davis on board here with us. Admiral?
Tom and Cal, thanks so much for having me on the show. And Lou, man, what an honor to be able to take part in this tribute to you. I'm calling from way up here in Montgomery, Alabama, and I was listening to Pete Ream's comments about you, Lou, and I want to stress some of the things that he was talking about your influence around the state of Alabama. So everyone listening, I met Lou, I guess, about 6 years ago when I first was serving as the Commissioner of Veterans Affairs in Alabama, and I kept hearing, hey, you know, we need to do more around the state to unify the veterans and get the different communities working. And everybody said, you need to talk to the guy Lou Artigue down in Mobile, because he runs something called the South Alabama Veterans Council, or SAVIC, and you need to go down and visit them and talk to them. They're just doing incredible things. I did that, and I got to tell you, I was blown away when I went down and saw the work that SAVIC was doing, largely through the leadership of Lou. Lou, you are to be saluted, and let me tell you about the legacy that you've left behind. Everybody knows what you've done down in the Mobile Bay Area. But Lou's efforts with SAVIC served as a great model for other organizations around the state. In fact, he lent his history and knowledge and expertise to a new group up in Birmingham called the Central Alabama Veterans Collaborative. They kind of modeled themselves after SAVIC. There's a similar group up in Huntsville. And Lou, you may not know this, but your work with SAVIC now is paying off right here in Montgomery. There are a group of veterans organizations that are finally coming together and forming something called the River Region Veteran Coalition. And it's modeled on that successful work you've done with SAVIC, the South Alabama Veterans Council. In fact, I'm coming down to the SAVIC meeting on January 21st, and some of my colleagues here in Montgomery are going to visit their colleagues in Birmingham to form a model program here in Montgomery, a lot like SAVIC. And I'm telling you, that's due to a lot of the work and the outreach that you've done down there in Mobile.
Yes.
Yeah. Thank you very much for those words. It's all been about taking care of the veterans in our state, and especially in South Alabama, all the 73,000 of them. And we try to do that.
You've done a magnificent job, Lou. And listen, your legacy, Pete Ream was right. Your legacy around the state is going to be around for many, many years. And we could talk for hours probably about your involvement in the POW MIA ceremony, Blue Star Salute Foundation. The ripple effects of the honorable work you've done are all over the state of Alabama. And I've only given one example that I talked about in detail. So God bless you from this fellow veteran You will always be a friend. If I can ever do anything for you and the great veterans in Mobile, Baldwin area, you let me know, brother. I'm here for you.
Well, we look forward to seeing you Tuesday, and thank you. Thank you so much for the kind words. I really appreciate it.
Thank you, Admiral. Looking forward to seeing you, brother. Appreciate you taking the time.
Thanks so much, Tom. See you guys soon. Bye
all
now.
All right. We have another caller that's online here. I think we have Mr. Tom Schwartz, the South Alabama Veterans Council Treasurer and Vietnam Veterans of American Post 701. Is that you, big guy?
That's right. It sure is, Tom, and I appreciate you having the show, Cal. It's been a while. And, Lou, I just have to say congratulations for being the best leader that I've had to serve under, I think, all my life. I know 15 years ago, I never thought she would make it through 180 meetings or 60 ceremonies. But God bless you, brother. You are an energizer bunny that keeps on going. And I just want to say thanks for everything you've done.
Well, I tell you, people don't really know that that you're one of the founding members of the SAVC, and I think you have you've been our treasurer for over 20 years, and so, and you've handled our grant program outstanding. You know, we are fortunate to get money in, and we divide that money up and give it to veterans groups. And
exactly.
And
I'm glad you brought that up, Lou, because that money would have been coming in if it wasn't for you leading it. Trust me, it's just like the flags of glory, brother. We've gotten over $35,000 we've given out, and I believe that's got to do because of your efforts and you building up. You know, we went through about seven or eight different presidents. I wasn't even a past president, but we don't keep bad presidents around very long. We just keep good ones around.
Make them walk the plank.
Yeah. And Tom, we
walk the plank.
Yeah, we really appreciate it, brother. Appreciate you taking the time.
Hey, go on and be moving.
See you Tuesday, brother.
See you Tuesday, brother.
Okay.
All right. We've got another caller here, and we certainly don't want to overlook this gentleman, Colonel Pat Downing, Vice President, South Alabama Veterans Council.
Hello, Mr. Claxton, Mr. Veteran of the Year. How are you?
Fine, sir. Thank you, sir.
Well, I just want to say hello, Lou. Hello, my friends. I just want to say it's been a pleasure and honor working with you as your Vice President of the South Alabama Veterans Council for these many years. You had worked for many years before you assumed the presidency, but after that, you worked so diligently to coordinate the many veteran activities in South Alabama, and you've done it with great style and established great rapport with the many veteran service organizations in South Alabama. And you've left a great legacy for Frank Barrett to build upon. We know that you're not really leaving us, but we wish you and Betty the very best of everything. God bless you, and airborne all the way.
Airborne.
All right. Thank you, Colonel. We're very appreciative of what you do as well, sir.
Thank you, Pat. See you Tuesday.
Okay.
See you, buddy.
Thank you. Have a good evening.
All Thanks. Right. I tell you what, Lou, it's been a real blessing this afternoon to see all of this going on. And we have someone here helping us today that I think has been a real asset to you. And that is Ms. Fran Barber. The photographer, treasurer, secretary, newsletter, you know. And
can't do it without Fran.
I know, and she's been a blessing with us tonight because she put all this together for us. And, you know, she's the guru.
That's
if
it.
You want it done, you just get, you know, turn it over to Fran. She can work it into her schedule.
Lou, it's been a real ride. I've enjoyed it, and you're not going anywhere.
Thank you so much. We're kind of like Pete. We're not letting him go. I didn't vote on that. Yeah.
Well, I want to thank you all for doing this. It's really very meaningful to hear from all of that core of people that were on tonight are the ones that make South Alabama Veterans Council run. And so I look forward to working with Frank and the team to make this thing get even better, and it can get better. And Tom, I want to thank you and Scuttlebutt Radio. And sir, over there working the knobs.
My brother Phil, yeah.
Brother Phil, thank you very much, brother. You did a good job tonight. And Fran,
thank
on
you.
The, Fran is the air traffic controller.
There you go.
There.
We're gonna get her on with FAA.
That's it. So
God bless you, brother. We appreciate you. And if this other gentleman deserves it, you do. And that brings us to the close of tonight's edition of the Scuttlebutt Radio program, the voice of the veterans for veterans. We'd like to thank you for joining us, and we hope that you've enjoyed the show. We certainly had done it for a great veteran and gentleman that's so deserving. And a huge thank you to all of our sponsors, and please let them know that you heard it on the Scuttlebutt. If you enjoyed the show, tell a friend. If not, tell it to the Marines. So when we again tackle the issues important to our veterans. Until then, please keep our warriors in your prayers, and especially that those who are in harm's way, God be with them and their families. May God bless America. Remember, hero is not a four-letter word. Catch you on the other side.